And joining me in the KRVS studios is Maya Butler. She is a PhD candidate in the English department here at UL Lafayette, here to talk about some events and activities that are going on through the department that are open to, you don't have to be an English major for some of these if you're just interested in the subject. All during the week of the 15th through the 19th is English week, and it's kind of nice to see that the engineers aren't the only one who have their own week here at the university, but that y'all are getting in there. And you have a colloquium coming up as well over the weekend having to do with reading. So maybe we can start off talking about English Week just as an introduction, since that's happening. Why did you all create English Week, and how long has it been going on?
English Week is something that's put on by our students in the English department who are involved in the Sigma Tau Delta Honors English Society. This is something that's an international society. Colleges everywhere have Sigma Tau Delta groups. And it's something that we do in order to kind of highlight what we do in the field. So this is something that would be great for graduate students and undergraduate students, either in the field of English or not. Everyone has to take English classes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is a chance for you to see what we do here, if this is something that you're considering getting more involved in. So for English Week, we've done it here for this university for years, and we try to do interesting different things each time. We have readings that will be happening that you can come and see, readings that are critical readings and readings that are creative readings. So we're featuring some of our creative writing students who will be reading their stories and things like that. Some of the critical readings, even though they're, you know, critical, they involve research, they're not necessarily less interesting. Mm-hmm. We have students who are presenting papers called Everyman or Batman, Xander Harris and Relative Identity in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It's a lot of interesting pop cultural topics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Tuesday, there are going to be critical readings happening in these events are going to take place in Griffin Hall on the third floor in room 315, kind of a big lounge in the middle. So not too difficult to find. And starting at 8 in the morning, we'll have readings going on. We'll also have Wednesday the 17th. At 10 a.m. and at noon, Dr. Elizabeth Bobo is going to be hosting a professionalization workshop.
And as we were saying just a little before we started talking on the air, that really a good English degree can be helpful in so many different fields. And many employers are just looking for people who can present themselves professionally and read and write and think critically. So really that talk could be useful to many majors on campus.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of students, you know, I teach freshman students in the English department, and these students are, they're new here. They're establishing, they're just figuring out how college works. But it's good for students to understand that the way that they present themselves to their professors and other people in the department and things like that can have an impact on building relationships that can help you with future funding, future employment, internships, things like this. So this professionalization just gives you a little leg up on thinking about how that impacts your future.
Is there a place where people can go, website, Facebook page, for a listing of all of the activities during English Week?
I am not sure if there I know that Sigma Tau Delta at ULL does have a Facebook page. If they don't have these listed on the Facebook page, they will shortly. You also can just come to the English department office on the second floor of Griffin and see a printout and ask about these events also.
Okay, or maybe even just call the English department if you can't stop by, call yes. their main number. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Maya Butler, who is getting her PhD in English here at UL Lafayette. She's here to talk about English Week, which, as she mentioned, is sponsored by Sigma Tau Delta, the English Honor Society on campus, as well a colloquium that will take place at the end of English Week over the weekend, and it's all about reading. Tell us about the colloquium.
The colloquium is a professions of reading event, and each year this Department of English hosts various guests from other universities, and a colloquium is somewhere that you can come and not necessarily sit and be spoken to, but we roundtable up and we talk about issues that face our literary studies. So this year, our focus is on close reading. Traditionally, close reading has been the foundation of our discipline. It's been what makes English different than other disciplines. The practice has, involved early on with the formalist critics looking at the text and considering only the text. If you've ever done poetry in high school and you focused on the meter and, the metaphors and things like this, that's reading and digging deeply into the text. You don't think about what was the author thinking? What was the history going on? Things like this. Now, in contemporary criticism, there's been a trend to kind of move away from that. And we saw that in that paper title that I mentioned, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. That's very different. So literary journals have been featuring discussions of where are we at now versus where we have been, and where are we going with the way that we read in our profession? Mm-hmm. So that's our central concern for this colloquium, which takes place on Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th. We'll be meeting in Griffin Hall in the morning for another professionalizing workshop on Friday morning at 9 a.m. about being at a conference and performing your professionalism that way. So that's really good for grad students in particular, although these events are open to everyone. And our two guests are from other universities, Dr. Judith Roof from Rice University in Texas. She is the chair of their English department, and Dr. Michael Peterson from Wright College in Chicago. So not only will it be Louisiana people, but other people from other English departments all getting together and thinking through the relationship of close reading with the places that contemporary criticism is going.
Well, and as we said earlier, there may be a number of high school teachers of English in particular who might be dealing with that issue as well, where they've been taught to read closely a story or a poem, and there are other influences that are beginning to creep in culturally and students expecting to learn in a different way, perhaps. They may be very interested in the colloquium. How do people find out more about it, and how do they register for it?
People can email me for more information, Maya, M-A-I-A, at louisiana.edu. There's a set of readings that people are invited to read before the seminar, so that we're all kind of on the same page with our discussion when it happens. Dr. Wu has that reading packet. If you'd like to come to the seminar, please email her to RSVP, and her email is yhwu@mac.com. Let her know that you'd like to come for the seminar sessions, and ask her for the readings packet if you're interested. She'll give you the PDF. Dr. Bobo is the person that you RSVP to if you'd like to be involved in the complimentary lunch and dinner for these days. Her email is elizabeth.bobo, B-O-B-O, at louisiana.edu. And again, email me if you'd like to come to the professionalizing workshop on Friday morning, M-A-I-A at louisiana.
And of course, if they call the English department, if they weren't jotting everything down, they could ask for the names of the people working on the colloquium.
Yes.
Again, my guest, Maya Butler, who is getting her PhD in English here at UL Lafayette, speaking about a number of events, activities taking place through the department this week. English Week is happening throughout the week through Friday, and the reading colloquium is taking place this weekend. It is open to everyone with an interest in it. Any teachers of English in the area, whether they're here at the university, graduate students, or teachers in high school as well. You can contact the English department for those email addresses and more information about the colloquium. Well, Maya, thank you so much. Y'all are being quite active over there, and I think a lot of people will appreciate knowing more about what's going on and how they can get involved in the English department. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.